I'm gonna tell you something. Judging by the crowd, I think if you're gonna hang around here till we're done, you might wanna go get a sandwich and come back. I'm kinda wishing I had. Okay, our next public hearing is conditional use number 2312. G, and is that Fidele or Fidel? How do we pronounce that?
Fidel?
Fidel. Okay, thank you.
Been wondering that for a while.
I was trying to give it a little Italian spin, but you know, kind of where I'm from, but okay.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an office and showroom to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsborough 100, Sussex County, containing 0.65 acres more or less. The property is lying on the north side of DuPont Boulevard, which is Route 113, approximately 730 feet northwest of Speedway Road, which is Sussex County Route 325. The 911 addresses are 24207 and 24217 DuPont Boulevard, Georgetown, and the tax parcel ID is District 133, Map 2, Parcel 38.00. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the staff analysis, a copy of the applicant's conceptual site plan, a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division. We have a copy of an email that has been received from the applicant with additional responses to supplement their presentation, and I would note that we've received zero comments. Thank you.
All right, we thank you. All right, is there anyone here representing this application?
Hi, good evening. I'm Matt Wiley, the general manager of G. Fidel in Sussex County.
All right, sir. You heard what our director read into the record on your behalf. Is there anything you'd like to add?
Yeah, we purchased the building last year. It was already a commercial building. Shoreline Electric was there for 15 years. Prior to that, it was a flower and gift shop. Once we purchased it, we decided to do it the legal way and actually get the conditional use and actually do it the proper way. Have this as done as a commercial business. We have spent about $400,000 in improving the building that's there and the house that's on the property as well. Through a new septic system, new siding, everything inside's been redone. Roof's been done on both properties. So that's all.
All right, sir. Well, I'll tell you what, let's see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you. We're going to start with Mr. Hopkins.
So how many employees?
About seven.
And they're not
always in the office at that time, so they're in and out. There's project managers that they're doing, roofs and stuff like that. They might come in, do some paperwork and things like that, but there's usually about two or three people, on a regular basis in there at night.
And each have, obviously, they each have their a vehicle?
Yes, correct.
How many parking spaces?
It'll be about 10 parking spaces that will be there. So enough for the employees and some for customers to come in.
Okay. Do you want to sign? You're allowed to have 32 square feet, like a 4x8 sheet of plywood size.
Yes, we do have one out front already.
Okay.
And that permit was granted.
Okay.
For that, so.
I don't have any other questions.
Okay.
No, I think all the questions were answered in the packet.
Okay.
There was a letter.
Yeah.
Said everything.
Right.
Yeah. I have no questions. Thank you.
Mr. Mears?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Staff?
No. Don't like it.
Okay. Counselor?
Yeah, just for the record, so we've got something in there. Talk about the location of the property. It's on Route 113. What's around there? Just, are there any other businesses or next door, that sort of thing?
To the right, if you're facing the building, to the right of us, there's one residential house.
Okay.
Other than that, there is nothing all the way down to the speedway. To the left of us, we do own the property, the little ranch house from there, and then there's nothing up to the prison.
Okay. Okay.
And then across the street, it's just all fields owned by the
Okay.
And Kruger Trailers is across the street.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Another business.
Yeah.
That's all I had.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, sir. Well, you take a seat nearby. Okay. We'll see if anybody here has an interest in your application.
Thank you. Have a good
evening. Indeed. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2312 G. Fidel? Is there anyone here that likes to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2312?
Can we get him back up here for a second? Can we get him back up when you're done?
Do what?
You need him back up.
Yeah, I have another question.
Okay.
I have another question.
I'm going to ask you to come back up. We thought of something.
Yeah, I did. Just
while he was loitering, he decided to start loitering.
Thanks.
I'm right. I can hear you, I'm right here.
That's the plan.
Now, just one thing again, so we don't limit you or do something if the commission and council acts favorably on it. Is there any outside storage? Talk to us about what kind of, you know, if you're storing construction materials there or roofing materials.
It's a two-car garage, so okay. The materials will be stored in there for two-car
so
garage.
Inside?
Yes,
okay.
Outside.
All right. I just wanted to get that on the record, too, just so we knew what we were dealing with and there's not any questions going forward. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right, thanks yes, for your indeed. Patience. Thank you. Yeah. Appreciate it. Okay. All right. Operator, is there anyone standing by who would like to speak in favor of or in opposition to conditional use number 2312? All righty. Thank you. Commissioners, any further questions, comments?
No, thank you.
Nope.
All right, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us the rest of the evening, see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Thank you.